Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's Thursday, so we take the topic we've been exploring all week, we try to apply it to our lives and live it out. This week we've been talking about what it means to be becoming a community of followers of Jesus, or people exploring what it means to follow Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. We've talked about how our online mobile community is going to be transforming into a Christian community that meets together from time to time. We're on our way there, planning to start that kind of thing in 2014 with a few celebratory fun events planned for this fall. But as we do, we've got to ask ourselves, well, what does that kind of a community look like? We've already explored that we have lots of preconceived notions about that, about certain kinds of buildings or events that you go to or things that happen at church, and how the Bible doesn't primarily see church as an event you go to or a place you go to, but rather as a family you belong to. So yesterday we talked about how all families have rituals, routines, traditions that are tied to what they value. And we talked about how Jesus valued his kingdom. And the values of his kingdom had something to do, at least at their most basic level, with loving God and loving neighbor. And so what does it look like for us to be a community founded on those values, with routines and traditions that help us to live out those values? That's something we need to explore as we try to figure out what it means to be a church community in a very particular place and time that makes it hard to be a church in the traditional sense. So we're going to be a new kind of church. Well, we're going to look at one example of a church community living out its values in a very different kind of culture that comes from the Bible. The book of Acts tells the story of the very first Christians, the very first followers of Jesus, and how they tried to figure out life together as an extended family after Jesus had died, risen again, and then left the earth and given them a mission to do, to share his good news, to share his kingdom and its values with the world. We're going to look at how they started to organize themselves at one of their earliest gatherings. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Well, that's one of the earliest descriptions we have in the Bible of a church community forming and starting to live out their values in the world. We can see five main elements of their life together, five elements that we want to make sure are part of our life together, even in our very different culture. This is something we're going to explore in our upcoming series. The next several weeks, we're going to explore each of these topics in depth. Starting with growth in discipleship, we can see it in this passage that the disciples are learning and trying to follow the teaching of the apostles. The apostles are simply the name given to the followers of Jesus, the disciples, immediately after Jesus left the earth. They were given a new mission. They were sent out, and that's why they got a new name of apostles. So we can see that there was devotion to the teaching that they were passing on from Jesus. And so we want to make sure our community is devoted to that teaching as well. We'll explore that next week. The next thing we can see in this passage is that they were devoted to groups in community. They met together regularly. They ate together. We can see that there was a common life that they were living. So that's something we need to make sure we have too, opportunities to connect with one another as a community. That even though we are scattered and going about our daily lives, we want to make sure we do come together, whether it's for a wings and trivia night like we have soon, or whether it's for an outdoor movie night like we had earlier this fall, or whether it's for our upcoming Christmas event. Whatever it is, we're looking for opportunities to come together as a community and realize that we're not alone in trying to follow Jesus. Well, the next thing we see in this passage is that they were devoted to grace in their lifestyle. There was something that had changed in them. They had some changed hearts. The passage describes glad and generous hearts. They were different people than they were before. And that was something that other people noticed. says that they gained favor with all around them. There was something very attractive about their new lifestyle. And so we want to make sure there's something attractive and grace-filled about our lifestyles as a community. And that's something we're going to explore in future weeks as well. Well, next there was generosity of resources. It was clearly a part of their community. The Bible says that this first church community gathered together and they pooled their resources together to make sure nobody in their community had any needs. What an amazing vision. It's a hard one to wrap our minds around, and that's why we're going to explore it in a few weeks, to see how that might apply today in our community, in our context. Finally, we see there was devotion to worship. The apostles and the new followers of Jesus gathered around them were regularly going to the temple and worshiping. And they were also gathering together in their homes to break bread together, which is not just about eating, but it was rather an act of worship, as they remembered how Jesus gathered his disciples the night before his death for a meal involving breaking bread together. So we're going to explore in our last week of this series what that looks like in our context and in our time. These are the same things our community is going to be focused on, because these are things we're valuing. And so our routines are going to flow from those values. It's easy to focus on one or another that we like or don't like, but we're going to try to be a well-rounded community that makes sure each of these is a part of our value system and a part of our routines and traditions that we establish as a new church. Well, I've got a challenge for you to explore this week, and I hope you'll do it in a group, that you'll share everything we do as a community with somebody else and won't just do it alone. I want you to take those five things: growth and discipleship, groups in community, grace in lifestyle, generosity in resources, and God in worship. Those five things that were valued in that first church, and just put them in a list and rank them from what you find easiest and most natural for you down to what's hardest for you. We're all different, and so we're all going to find some of these appealing and some of them more challenging. And it's good for us just to come to terms with that and recognize what that's going to be for us. So I encourage you to make that list, rank them, and then spend some time tomorrow praying about what it would mean to value the things that are valued by Jesus but maybe hard for you, and what it means for others to maybe find what you find natural hard. That's going to be part of our community life together, is working with each of our strengths and weaknesses to build one strong community. Well, that's it for today's topic. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this week. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.